Welcome back to another episode of the Reigniting Dads Lives. I am your host, Michael, and guess what? Today I remembered my headphones. Woohoo! So I'm going to have a little drive. I'm going to put my phone up here. So I'm not playing my phone, and I will speak to you as I'm moving. Just got out of the gym. It's funny, someone said to me, they sent me a message last night, and they said to me, man, like, you look like you're crushing it in the gym. You know, and I just sent a message back saying, I lead what I live, right? I lead what I live. I live what I lead. and basically what that is, you know, I'm a great believer in, and I've not always been a great believer in this, but practice what you preach. Don't just preach. You know, there's a lot of people out there will preach, and I've been one of those people that's preached, but not actually done the work that I said that I would do, or what I was kind of encouraging others to do. So taking ownership. And today's about taking ownership, right? I wanted to share this about taking ownership. Because I posted a picture, an old picture of back in 2014 of me holding my firstborn boy. And the post was, good isn't good enough if you can do better, right? And at the time, I was feeling fucking lost. I was feeling numb. I was feeling depressed. I was feeling stressed out. My business had just gone sideways. I was fucking lying to everyone. Most importantly, I was lying to myself. I was lying to my wife. I wasn't being honest with my wife about money. I wasn't being honest with myself about how I was feeling about my newborn boy. You know, I never had a dad in my life. My dad was never there. So I found it very difficult to connect with my boy when he was first born. Like, I loved him. And the same as my wife. Like, I was newly married to my wife and I loved her. But I didn't know how to fucking be, right? I didn't know how to be. Like, all my old, I still carried a lot of old thinking and beliefs about what it was to be in a relationship with a woman, right? And it was all selfish, right? It was never about her. It was always about me and what I could get. And when my boy was born, that, you know, I had a business and I had a wife that, We were okay. It wasn't great, I wouldn't say. We didn't argue and fight loads. I just, like, we on the outside, we looked good. I just felt so disconnected on the inside, and I didn't know how to express that. I didn't know, you know, at that time what was really going on for me, so I didn't share and own that shit. So, like, we were newly married, and now I've got the responsibility and, you know, of being a husband, right? And then we got this baby, and I'm like, shit, now I've got another mouth to feed. And I was working long hours, and the real reason I was working long hours is really to avoid those uncomfortable feelings I was experiencing in the house, because I didn't really know how to be, right? I didn't know how to be a husband. And people said to me, well, you just be a husband, right? But here's the thing, my life isn't about mediocrity, right? And I don't mean that in any disrespectful way, but when I went into recovery, people said to me, do what majority of people do in recovery. And I sat back and looked at that and went, fuck that. I ain't doing what majority of people in recovery do, because majority of people in recovery drink again. So I'm going to do different, right? I'm going to do it different. Going to the gym. I don't do what majority of people do in the gym, because majority of people in the gym don't know what they're doing, right? Or they don't stick with it. I ain't going to do what majority of people are going to do in most areas of my life. And something I want to do, I look and see what majority of people are doing. I'm going to do the opposite. Now, majority of people in their relationships, in their married life, guys, yeah, are unhappy, yeah. They're feeling stressed out and burnt out, right? They feel disconnected from their wife, their partner. They feel disconnected from their kids. You know, their fucking sex life is a safari desert, right, with zero water in it, maybe a little sprinkle here and there, yeah, and they just feel disconnected and lost, so they do what I done, right, and there's no, you know, they do what I done, which was throw themselves into work. Let's work longer hours, let's stay out of the house, right, because then I can avoid those uncomfortable conversations. And listen, when I'm sharing all this stuff and I'm talking about this, I'm sharing from my experience and a lot of guys I've worked with. I'm not saying that you have to give up the money you're making, right? What if you could make really good fucking money and still, well, you make really good fucking money but still have an amazing relationship. You can have amazing fucking relationship with your body and feel like fucking empowered in your body instead of fucking tired, aching, burnt out, right? You can feel empowered in your relationship with your wife. You can feel empowered with your kids. You can have all of that stuff and still make really good money. We just get caught up in this fucking, like I did in this world of, oh, it's either one or the other. I can't have a really good relationship and I don't have time for that. So we neglect it. Complacency kills everything. So we kind of go, well, I'm going to fucking focus all my energy on my business and make money, which makes sense because we're in fear of providing for our family. But while we're doing that, people say, I feel like I've drifted apart from my wife. Listen, you've not drifted apart from your wife. What you've done is you've drifted apart from who you fucking are and what's important. What's important? And this time that I go back to and I put this picture up is on the outside I'm smiling, and on the inside I'm fucking dying. I was dying. It was probably as painful as I go back to 12 and a half years ago when I was drinking and taking drugs, when I was in active addiction. Because now I've got these two people that I love that I can't express and I don't know how to express it. And what I'm doing is not working, right? Just overworking, spending long hours, it was not working for me because I had this voice inside me saying, Michael, listen, this isn't the way to go. But I kept denying it until life hit me around the head with a 2x4. I said, fair enough, okay, right? You're not listening, so we're going to do this a different way. Ultimately, my business went, right? It all went sideways. I had 40 people booked in to come and see me for new consultations, and not one turned up. Not one person turned up. Spent thousands on advertising and marketing, not one person turned up. Had my rent to pay, had my marketing person to pay, had this. I was fucking just on the floor, right? On the floor. Because I wasn't listening to that voice. Now, what people say to me, what voice, right? Is it the voice of God? Is it the voice of Jesus? Look, the voice, I call it wisdom, the voice, right? There's a difference between the voice that you hear in your heart and the voice you hear in your, that intuition, right? I repeat words that I always say. I don't always say this, but this is what I say to people. Have you ever said to yourself, shit, man, like that was a really bad idea doing that. I should have listened to my gut intuition. And they go, yeah, I should have listened to my gut. My gut was saying, you know, that wisdom was telling me to do something different. My head went, no, try that. And it didn't work. Yeah, great. Right. Have you ever done something that your gut's told you to do, that wisdom inside of you, that voice inside of you, in your not in your head, but the other voice that's guided you, but you've said, shit, I wish I'd never done that. I said, because I never hear people say that, right? This voice, this wisdom, right? This clarity is your sat-nav, right? This is your sat-nav through life. And my sat-nav was telling me what to do, but I kept drowning it out, right, and numbing it. I just kept on numbing my life, numbing it. More work, more money, more clients, right? My wife's at home. When are you going to spend time with us? When I get time? I haven't got time at the moment, right? Here was my fucked up thing. My wife, I wasn't that busy and not much money was coming in. My wife said, when are you going to spend more time with me and the boy? And I said, when I get busier and I'm making more money, then I'll spend time with you. My first coach fucking tore that out of me and said, listen, what you want to create in the world is there to create today. Because I said to him, when I get more busy and make more money, then I'll spend more time with my family. He said, no, it's back to front. What you do is you spend more time now with your family. You do that now and you make money, right? You don't wait to make money, then spend time with your wife. You don't, because you might say, well, when I've made 10 grand, then I'm going to spend more time with my wife. You make 10 grand and then you go, oh, actually, when it gets to 50 grand, when it gets 100 grand, right? And again, you could do that while spending time with your wife and while spending time with your kids. So that's it for today, right? I wanted to share that with you. A couple of things. What I would say, right, is to sit down, right, pen and paper. Listen to that voice. What is it saying to you, right? Listen to it. Your intuition, your wisdom, your clarity. What is it saying to you? Is it saying to you, maybe you need to buy your wife some flowers. Maybe you need to reconnect with your wife. Maybe there's an area in your life where you need to say, do you know what? I apologize. I fucked up. Good isn't good enough if you can do better. right? People say I'm doing the best of what I've got or the best level of thinking. I think I've come to believe that's fucking bullshit. Because when I was stealing money from my nan and granddad, when I was drinking, when I was doing drugs, when I was cheating on my partners, when I was doing this to my wife, when I was doing this to my son, I was saying I was doing the best of what I got was fucking bullshit, because that voice was in me, was there telling me very different, but I was not listening. So sit, listen. Be comfortable with the uncomfortableness of silence. Listen to that. What is it telling you? Where do you need to go back and repair this shit? Right? Where's the work that needs to be done to with you? Where's the work that needs to be done to within you to build on this relationship? To create a fucking... You know, the truth be told, at parts of times, I spent most of my time thinking I should have married someone else. I should be with another partner, right? What's changed? What's changed from that? The work I've done on me. That's what's changed, right? And the guys that I work with, what changes for them is the work they've done on themselves. Because we get into this pointing the finger and blaming. She needs to change. She needs to do something different. We've drifted apart. Great. If you've drifted apart, you'll drift back together, because you'll drift back into your own life. You'll get back on purpose. You'll find your passion, right, within your relationship. You'll find your passion within your kids. And this isn't saying you don't love your kids and love your wife. I'm not saying this, right? What I'm saying is we come off of this, there's a fork in the road, right? And we're conditioned to believe that the most important thing in life is just making shitloads of money, right? At the expense of the connections with other people and relationships. So sit down, listen to that voice, write out what's really going on for you, what do you really feel? Then, what do I want to do different? How do I want this to look? How do I want this relationship with my wife to look? How do I want this relationship with my kids to look? Right? How do I want this relationship with my wife, with myself to look? How do I want this relationship within my body to look? How do I want my business to look? Not let my business happen to me, but how do I want it to look? So that's it for me today, guys. And any women that are listening, if you are, you're more than welcome to listen. Couple of things. Whatever platform you're listening on, please head on over and give me a review. I'd really appreciate that. It just helps this to go out there to more people. Secondly, if you are listening to this and you know this could help someone, please send this on to someone that this could help. I'd appreciate that. Come and connect with me on Facebook, on my page or my personal profile, and let's have a conversation. Let's connect. Just come and say hi. You know, I love to meet the people that are actually investing their time and effort into just listening to me rant for between 15 to 20 minutes. So have a fun, loving, extraordinary day, and I'll speak to you all soon.